Now, last time Thomas Binns appeared on RNIB Connect Radio, it was to launch a world record-breaking attempt on a continuous guitar lesson. That was back in March, and as we'll hear, things have rather taken off since then. So, Thomas, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, the last time I was here, the plan was to do this in the back room of a pub, and apologies that about the day after it was redirected, we picked up some sponsorship, and then they kind of escalated the whole thing. And now it wasn't actually going to be a world records attempt previously. It was just going to be, we'll try raise £2,000, we do it in a pub that we know. But then it became a world record breaking attempt with a £24,000 target. So escalated, and the day is nigh. It's a couple of days away from the point of us talking right now.
So you start at 6:30 on Thursday, and the aim is to give a continuous 24-hour guitar lesson to participants who turn up.
Yep, that's right. So I'm going to be teaching for 24 hours and 5 minutes. The classes are done in 2 hour slots, so anybody listening to this, they're more than welcome to come down. They don't need to be with us for 24 hours. Just 2 hours is plenty enough. All of the sessions are aimed at beginners, so if we have the musically curious listening, then you can come down. We'll lend you a guitar for 2 hours. I'll show you how to play a couple of chords, and then you'll be part of a world record breaking attempt.
Now, the Guitar Social, as you told us last time, is your organisation to spread the love of learning how to play a guitar. And one of your most successful groups has been with a group of blind and partially sighted people through RNIB, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We do classes at the RNIB HQ in King's Cross. Shortly, we're going to be starting a third and then a fourth session through people that we meeting through the RNIB. Yeah, that's been a great class, and it's actually that class that is the reason why we're doing this thing, because it's gone so well. We've got people that have never played before that are now playing gigs and doing open mics, and we wanna do more of that. So the plan is to raise enough money to buy 200 instruments, and then just start delivering these sessions on a much bigger scale, certainly in London, but we also have plans for in about 6 months' time to be able to take it nationwide. And that's something that we'll be doing through the RNIB and with RNIB partner charities as well. So we're very, very keen to do this 24-hour challenge, get the cash, and then get to doing some good work with it.
And, I mean, one of your star pupils, who I believe is your oldest pupil, has proved that blindness should be no barrier to learning to play the guitar rather well, I believe.
Well, yeah, so that's Mary, who's become a bit of a... She's having a moment at the minute where I think she might need an agent. Mary's 97, and I made a short video of Mary playing. And then we showed that to some organisations that we was looking at getting sponsorship from. That resulted with us being on Radio 4 over the weekend. There's some quite large TV companies that want to come down to this world records breaking attempt on the provision that they get to see Mary. She's in demand, but she's done so well. Yeah, 97. She plays the four songs that I've taught her are Free Falling, For What It's Worth, Lucky Man by La Verve, and Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. But she's a really enthusiastic player.
God, there's her first EP then.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great idea, actually. I like that. We should make something. We should make an EP full of the people that we've been teaching. I'll get back to you on that, Red. We'll pursue that idea. It's a good one.
We could launch it on Connect Radio.
Okay, yeah, watch this space.
Fantastic. And I believe you've had some amazing messages of support from some rather famous people.
Well, it's kind of staggering to me. We put the word out that we was doing this thing. And again, just kind of credit to Mary. I think it was that video. it reached the lofty heights of the Stevie Wonder management team. So Stevie Wonder gave us a nice quote for us to use. It reached one of the members of The Cure, and they gave us some words that we've been using. But the you know, these statements are really powerful, because you can then approach other people, and I can't jinx it, but there might be a couple of more endorsements coming this week as well. But that's all up in the air at the minute.
Well, fantastic. I can only wish you the very best of luck, and well, try and get some sleep beforehand. But
that's got to get some sleep. And you know, anybody who's listening to this, you can contact me if you go on to our Facebook page, which is The Guitar Social. Just leave a message for us there. The thing is taking place in Canning Town, and we'd love people to come down. We've got capacity over the 24 hours to teach 250 people. It's happening Thursday. The 18th starts at 6:30, finishes on the 19th at 6:30, Canning Town. And yeah, we'd love to have more people come down.
Well, fantastic. Thomas Binns, thank you, and may you encourage plenty more people, including blind and visually impaired people, to pick up the guitar and explore their musical parameters.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm living for the day when you rock up.
I'll bring my bass. Four strings is quite enough for me.
Yeah, great. Cheers, thank you.